A lawsuit filed by immigration rights advocates alleges that United States law enforcement officials abused 92 Somali immigrants while trying to deport them last month. The suit says ICE agents shackled the immigrants on an airplane and forced them to stay in their seats during a 48-hour journey on December 7th. The plane never made it all the way to Mogadishu in Somalia, and now the immigrants are in a legal battle with the government over the alleged abuse and whether the Somalis deserve asylum in the United States. Rebecca Sharpless is an immigration attorney who helped file that lawsuit. She's director of the Immigration Clinic at the University of Miami School of Law. Rebecca, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
What do your clients allege happened on December 7th?
Well, the abuse they allege is very extreme. They were shackled in hard metal shackles on both wrists that were tethered to a shackle at their waist, and their legs were shackled so that there was very little range of motion. They were forced to remain seated the duration of this experience, which was almost 2 days. And then while the plane was grounded for 23 hours, special response team officers abused them. People were kicked, choked, stepped on. There was a man in a bloody shirt. People were put in straitjackets. The bathroom stopped working, and some people were prevented from using the bathrooms, and people were denied their medication.
Who are these 92 Somali people, and why are they being deported now?
There's a range of different people who are on that plane. Some people have been here for years, if not decades, and have U.S. citizen children. Others were more recent asylum seekers. So it was a range of different people.
Now, ICE denies these allegations, but also says that the plane eventually returned to the United States from Senegal, I believe, because a replacement crew on the plane wasn't available to get sufficient rest. Is this true, as far as you know, or was the plane sent back for other reasons having to do with their immigration status?
The men and women on the plane were told that it wasn't a question of crew rest. It was a question of a mechanical problem with the plane and that a part needed to be flown in from the United States. So we're a little unclear about what the truth actually is here. Also, the government has submitted a statement saying that there were no incidents or altercations on the plane, and the bathrooms were working the entire time. But that just seems, after talking to the men and women and seeing their injuries, it just seems like that cannot be the case.
So what's the immigration status of these 92 people now, and where are they?
So they are in detention in the Miami area. Immigration law permits people to seek reopening of their removal orders if there are changed circumstances. So our position is that each and every one of these men and women, if they would like, could seek to reopen their case based on the increased terrorist violence in Somalia in the last weeks, as well as the fact that news of this plane has reached Somalia, and now they are targets if they were to return.
Hey, Rebecca, you mentioned there are several asylum seekers on the plane along with immigrants who've been here for a long time. Is that what they're telling the government, that if they return to Somalia, they could be the target of terrorists?
That's correct. They are very scared now, all of them, that Al-Shabaab, which is the terrorist group that targets people from the West and institutions from the West, they're very scared that Al-Shabaab will now target them for having been on this plane.
And so what's the status of the case now? When are you likely to go before a judge and find out their fate?
So we are scheduled for a hearing on the case on January 8th. And at that point, the judge will consider whether to extend the stay of removal or not.
And at that point, Rebecca, does the judge rule on this alleged abuse on the plane, the shackling and the refusal to let people go to the bathroom, et cetera? Or is this strictly on whether these Somali immigrants have a right to stay in the United States?
Well, actually, what we're asking the judge to rule on is whether or not the Somali men and women should be given time to seek reopening of their case based on changed circumstances with the agency. So with either the immigration judge that they were before or the Board of Immigration Appeals.
Rebecca Sharpless, immigration attorney at the University of Miami School of Law. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.